Hello.
Yes, my name is Slade Jackson. It seems, may I have your zip code so I can see if you have an account with us during our customer service?
I missed part of that.
This customer service, my name is Jay Slade Jackson. May I have your zip code so I can see if you have an account with us, ma'am?
I don't think I have an account with you.
Well, I have no idea if you do or not. That's why I asked for your zip code just to verify that you don't. Because if you don't, your zip code, I won't be able to pull up anything with your zip code or your name. But may I have your zip code just to verify, ma'am?
450-05.
Thank you, ma'am. And may I have your first and last name so I can verify if you have an account with us or not?
Grady Green, Grady.
All right, ma'am. I'm seeing that there is an account under that name, Grady Green. Just to make sure this address matches the one with that your address that I have on file. Can you verify to see if it matches the address that I have on file, ma'am?
I'm sure it is 4368 South Dixie Highway.
Yes, ma'am. Franklin, Ohio.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for verifying your account with me. All right, I see that on the 8th, you paid the shipping handling for the Focus watch and the Focus. Yep, you paid the shipping handling for the Focus watch. See, that has been delivered. The Focus watch does count your steps, count your calorie intake, and
No, I
monitor your
don't,
blood pressure.
yeah, I
Yep.
don't care about anything. All I want to know is the I got your number from Capital One, who says that this organization associated with this phone number I called has applied or has whatever you call it lodged a charge onto my Capital One account for $69.97. And
Yes.
then the fraud section of Capital One asked me to confirm whether or not that was a legitimate purchase, and I said no, it was not. And so then they told me to call the customer service, which I did, and they gave me this number, your number.
All
They
right.
told me I should call you and ask you why you would apply a $69.97 charge to my Capital One account. This now forget the 597, that was on April the 8th, and they said this was only done yesterday on the 24th.
24th. Yes, the 69.97. That was since you did not cancel in the 14-day trial. In our terms and conditions, it's a 4-day trial, 10 days of it's a 4 days of shipment, 10 days of trial. It seems that you didn't cancel within the 14-day trial. So if you cancel within our 14-day trial, you do get the Focus watch for free. But if you do not cancel within the 14-day trial, you will have to pay the full billing retail price for the watch. But there's no monthly recurring thing. Once you pay the watch, there's nothing else to pay for. That's what the $69.97 was, ma'am.
I've got that, but this is fraud, in the sense that there never the, this all came about. This watch thing was supposed to have been a teaser to do a thing for Lowe's Building Supplies. If I would answer a few questions about my shopping habits with Lowe's, I would be given this thing here for $5.97. Now, and on the site where I chose this over three or four or five other items, I read pretty much word for word everything that was ever on my screen, and there never was anything like what you're saying. There never was any subscription and cancel within 14 days. None of that was ever on that site. I simply clicked on a box that said $5.97 shipping free and pay $5.97 or $5.97 and free shipping or
So,
whatever. I don't remember the exact details. but there was never anything about if you don't cancel within 14 days, you'll be charged this, that. All of the things you're saying to me was never said on that website.
So, ma'am, so what website did you use? Was it the FocusWatchTech.com?
Listen to me. I'm going to start again. I had an email from the who generated, I don't know, but it said Lowe's. It do a survey with Lowe's for on a Lowe's products, Lowe's stores, and receive a gift, a reward for filling out the survey. It asked me questions like, do I have any remodeling projects in the next 6 months? And might I buy them at Lowe's and blah, blah, blah. As though Lowe's, it that may have been not even been at Lowe's consent. Lowe's may never not even be aware that anybody used their name for that purpose.
We do.
I don't know that. Okay. But in the meantime, then I answered a few questions pertinent to Lowe's stores. And then it said, now it gave a screen and said, these are the things that you can, as your reward for having answered these questions. I know that you're too young to remember when there was a rage of people who went around to shopping centers and set up little motorhomes outside in the parking lot, and they would entice you to come in, and they'd give you $2 worth of something or other if you'd come in and fill out a survey. And that kind of went away and got changed, just like carnival things. They just keep changing the games over and over again. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's not unusual for somebody to offer you a $5 or $10 perk if you will answer a few questions. Sometimes they're set up inside the stores. Sometimes they're set up out in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're on the internet. So there's no reason for a person to be terribly suspicious if they think they're dealing with somebody like Lowe's or Home Depot or Sears and Roebuck or whatever. And then that got me involved with you guys. And now this thing about cancel within 14 days or you pay full price for a while, that never, nothing even close to that was ever said.
So you didn't click on our website, ma'am.
I don't even know what your website is. I don't know what your website looks like.
FocusWatchTech.com. You would click that, click on the terms and conditions, and you would go to trial offer terms, and it will state our terms and conditions.
I'm going to repeat. The only thing I ever did was respond to a something from from someone representing Lowe's, either Lowe's or someone representing Lowe's, that says, if you will fill out a survey, then you can get a gift of up to a certain dollar value of any one of multiple gifts. I chose the Focus Watch only as one of it, and because when I got done with the survey and submitted it, then it immediately took me to this site where there was a Focus Watch and a few other things. And I chose that. And that's only involvement I ever have had with your organization go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that since you saying that you got the email, I'm seeing that the website may have not been in the email, or you may have not noticed, but it seems that the email may have not had our terms and conditions that our website has. But that's where that 69.97, you would have gotten the Focus Watch for $5.97 had you canceled. You have only paid that $6 for the Focus Watch instead of paying the $69.97.
This feature was supposed to be for filling out a survey for Lowe's.
Yes, it was. Okay. It was. Once you fill out that survey, you pay the shipping handling. You get your product. Then once you cancel, you don't have to worry about any further billing or anything of that nature, and you get to keep the watch.
Anyway, here's my point. I've been a retail merchant for many, many years. I've been out of it for a long time, but because I'm too old. But before I got too old and sold out of the retail business, I know a lot about credit cards and how they work, and mm-hmm. I know that from talking to Capital One, Capital One says call these people. And see if you can get them to reverse the charges. If they reverse the charges and go away, then that will be a good faith. We'll drop it. But if they won't drop it, then call us back and we will process it as fraud and we'll take it from there. Then we will protect your interest. And what happens, obviously, I don't know how deep you've been into credit cards, but mm-hmm. when you do, if you are forced to withdraw it, then the merchant services charges your organization, not only charges back to $69.95, but there is a penalty involved in it also for their administrative work. So you have to pay back more than $69.97. I've been there and done that. I've spent myself hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars battling credit card disagreements and usually lose every one of them, and even including binding arbitration, which could cost $1,000 just for one event. And lose, and when if you lose at binding arbitration, which you almost the merchant almost always loses, now you're losing $1,000 plus $69.97, as opposed to just simply saying we'll reverse the charges and we'll part company.
Well, that's for fraud, sir. And you're saying, well, you had told them earlier that it was fraud, but come to find, because you didn't know what the charge was. But now that you know that it wasn't fraud, that you actually did make the purchase.
It's not. It is fraud because I have never. It may not be fraud where you're from, but in Ohio, it's fraud.
Well, sir, I'm pretty sure the law doesn't really name and term of fraud doesn't really change from state to state. If you want to verify and make sure I'm telling you the truth, I can give you the website so you can see for yourself, make sure I'm not lying to you.
I wasn't looking at that website. I never saw that website. I never had any opportunity to say I've got 14 days to cancel this or they're going to do this or that. That never was in front of me at any time.
So you wanted something spoon-fed to you, sir, is what you're saying.
If I have to, I will turn it over to Capital. I'm following what Capital One told me to do, which was to call you and give you the first opportunity to reverse the charges, and which is good evidence that you never intended to commit. If you never intended to commit fraud, and since I have received nothing of value from you, but presumably your original intent was that the watch was a reward from Lowe's, because Lowe's got a benefit from what I would do, and I would be benefiting them, and then they would, whatever costs there were associated with, would be borne by Lowe's. But mm-hmm. now you're telling me that I was buying the watch. I never said anything about that in what I saw. So in the meantime, that will in itself, that's ambiguous, and ambiguity is always construed most strictly against the author of the ambiguity. That's law in every state.
I understand,
sir. Now I will simply call Capital One back and say, I did have a conversation with those people, and they are intent on trying to hang on to the $69.97. I will simply not pay the bill, which I'll keep it in whatever the disagreement, or I'll keep it in the challenge category while they pursue it from their end, and eventually they will reverse the charges anyway. They will just simply take it back from you. They will tell me I don't have to pay it, and then it'll wind up costing your company more money because you fought it. You chose to fight it.
I understand, sir. Well, I'm apologize that if the terms and conditions went unnoticed to you, since the bank will look at our company and see our terms and conditions, and more than likely will not really help. But I can see what I can do for you right now, since the bank will more than likely not do anything for you once they read our terms and conditions. So let me see what I can do for you, sir. Give me one brief moment. All right, sir. I did go to my supervisor and I did present your case. And he said that since you didn't notice the terms and conditions and you may have been unaware of what you were agreeing to and signing up for, you may have been unaware of that. So he said he can give you a 35% refund on the $69.97, sir.
I'm just gonna go. No, I'll just go to Capital One and I'll dispute the charge and they'll not pay it, and they will. And the only thing I have to argue on my behalf is that I received nothing of value as a result. The $69.97 presented me or offered me or presented me a benefit of a bargain. I have no bargain.
All
my
right.
Bargain is zero. My bargain value is zero, and so I should owe zero.
Uh-huh.
So
again, the bank will more likely read our terms and conditions and offer you nothing once they understand what you were getting into. But again, I'm going to try to help you right now since they're more likely will not try to help you. Give me one more moment, sir. I'm going to go to my other supervisor because this one isn't really giving me help right now.
Okay.
All right, sir. I went to my other supervisor, and she said I can give you a 50% discount by using her personal code, 4D6997.
No, 100%.
No.
That's all. I'm if it's not 100%, then I'm
all right. Then let me try to work up to get 100%. Let me see if I can get 100%. Give me one brief moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'm back. All right, so I really tried to push for that full. She said no, but she said she can offer 75% back as a refund back as a gratuity.
100%.
I tried to push into 100. All right.
It's no longer. It has nothing to do with the money. It has to do with involving yourself with kidnappers or terrorists on an airplane. The thing when Israel has a policy, a national policy. If you ride on an Israeli airline, you understand that if it is hijacked, they will pay no ransom. If the plane goes down and crashes, everybody on board dies, but Israel will not pay one nickel to a hijacker.
All right. Well, let me read you.
I will not pay one nickel to you people or hijackers, and I won't pay you a nickel.
Well, you're talking about the Israeli policy. Well, let me read you the cancellation policy, if you don't mind. During the times when the Focus Watch trial is offered to you, you agreed to accept the trial membership on the site, which gives you a 14-day trial. Well, to process your payment and get anything shipped out, you have to accept our terms and conditions.
Yeah.
Your trial will entitle
you. I'll make you a better deal. You send a call tag for the watch. I've never taken it out of the box. Still sitting here on my desk. Will call for the tag. If for $5.97, I'll send it back to you. You give me back the $5.97 I paid for it, and then we'll part company.
I understand, sir. But let me see if I can help you out, because I'm going to go to the big supervisor, because he's actually in his office. I'm going to actually go to him to see if I can actually help you out more, because Let's see, because these two
I want to pretend like I never heard of your organization. That's what I want to do.
Well,
and if that means I pay you a nickel, then I got to go to my grave believing that I at one time had a transaction with Rarity Gadgets. I want the $69.97 reversed, and then I want to have a memory lapse that I ever heard of this organization.
I understand, sir. So you would do the same thing to a different organization, pay for the trial, and then once you get billed the full amount, because you didn't read the terms. Yeah. Let me go to Helm so I can see what I can do for you. Give me one more moment, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir. I'm back. All right. So he said he can issue you a 100% refund because the whole memory lapse thing actually made him laugh. So he said for making him laugh, he'll give you a 100% refund only to you because you made him laugh. He said if not for that, you would have only gotten 75%. But give me one brief moment while I input that 100% and note to your account.
All right. I appreciate that.
Give me one brief moment. One more moment while I note to your account as well and get your cancellation number.
Yeah.
All right, sir, that refund has been issued and your account has been documented and canceled. Do you have a pen and paper so I can give you your cancellation number?
All right.
That cancellation number is C as in cancel.
Okay.
30.
30.
67.
67.
And the last number is 0.
0. 0670. Okay.
All right, you can expect that for $69.97 in your bank account in the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
You don't have to, since it's electronic, you don't have to, that $69.97 is the only thing you would have to pay for. You don't have any other billing, charging, anything of that nature. And you do have your cancellation number and your account has been canceled. But thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful.
What was your name? What was your name again?
JT Jackson, sir.
JT.
Yes, sir.
JT Jackson. Okay.
Well,
I appreciate it.
No problem. And thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye, Jay.